T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So hanging out with you on this Thursday evening, reminding you to download the radio.com app. We ask you to download that because, well, we know you're not in your vehicle as often as what you have been, so you want to listen to the radio station. Easiest way to do that is through the radio.com app. We ask you to download that on your device. Take your smartphone, take your Alexa speakers, your tablet, your boombox, your Atari 2600, your Sega Genesis, your Coleco, your Game Boy, and Texas Instruments, Calculator, Swatch, Watch, whatever you have for a device, just download it onto that. Social media is all at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on all the different platforms there, as always. We ask you to be a part of our personal Twitter pages. Follow myself. It's at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that's out there. He is in the building producing the show. Jarvis in the house at JarvisD90. And, of course, 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show and leave us a comment on anything that is going on. So, you know, one of the things Tori and I were talking about in the last segment, we had Tori McElhaney on from The Athletic, who is covering the Falcons and also some Georgia Tech. So kind of, you know, moving up in the big leagues now. So, but one of the things her and I were talking about, you know, I mentioned the story about the fact that Georgia Tech had a key offensive lineman that they were counting on, Devin Cochran, who was coming over from Vanderbilt. Actually a pretty good player, pretty good player. You know, they had the one offensive lineman coming over from Tennessee, and Cochran was set to come over and be the starter on at right tackle for this team. He was transferring over, and you know, we don't have the whole story. But you know, in today's environment, it wouldn't surprise me that if the real reason is that he didn't want to risk transferring and starting a new school with the pandemic and everything. And we've seen now some, you know, very good college football players. Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver out of Minnesota. Now, if you're not familiar with him, you know, they were arguably two of the best wide receivers in the Big Ten and you know, some of the best in America. Bateman last year, 60 catches for 1,219 yards and 11 touchdowns. And look, this is a team that with Tanner Morgan was looking to kind of continue that run from last year that they had where they were kind of the surprise program, not just in the Big Ten, but across the country. And certainly Bateman was one of those guys that, you know, with Morgan at quarterback, who was very productive, you know, they were looking at, okay, we have a really rock-solid offense, you know, leading us into this season, and now Bateman decides because of the pandemic he's going to sit things out and then get himself ready for the NFL draft. Micah Parsons. Now, this is an interesting one because if you're not familiar with Micah Parsons, you know, he is certainly one of the top draft picks that's going to be coming up in this draft. Now, he... You know, I think it's pretty safe that you could say Dylan Moses, Micah Parsons. That's probably the two best linebackers in America. Certainly a terrific player in Parsons. You can play some linebacker. He plays defensive end at times as well. But he is a really good player and looked at as a top NFL prospect. He's not going to play because of the pandemic. Caleb Farley, defensive back out of Virginia Tech. another very good player, has decided that, he's not going to play. He's coming back, had a big year last year, tore his ACL back in 2017, but another high-level guy that he'd have been a first-round draft pick, or let's put it this way, he's projected as a first-round draft pick in the NFL draft. And it does make you wonder, for the guys that are looking to go to the draft. Because here's the thing. We talked about this before. Forget spring football. Because if you think you're going to have anybody of any stature to play, you think there's an iota of a chance that Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields would play any kind of spring football. Why would they do that? There would be absolutely positively zero sense to do something like that. Trevor Lawrence, if you had spring football, Trevor Lawrence might as well be John Travolta in The Boy in the Bubble. That you might as well have him in a bubble-wrapped environment where nothing dirty or unclean can get in and he's protected at all times. Because otherwise, why would Trevor Lawrence, who's the most absolute lock to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, why would he even consider spring football? I don't care how much he loves Clemson. I don't care how much they're the number one team in the nation. By the way, they again are the preseason number one team in the coaches poll. Duh. I mean, well, I didn't even need to look at the coaches poll to know that they were the number one team. I mean, I would assume Ohio State's number two. So spring football is not realistic. Not realistic if you want any sort of player. And you can tell me about, well, it's not the player, it's about the Paul. Okay, you're nuts then. Because it is a lot about the player too. Okay? It is about the players. You know why? You know when Alabama is really popular and gets talked about a lot? When they have great players and win. Okay? Alabama football wasn't a hot commodity when Mike Price was looking to go there, or David Shula, right? How hot of a property was Alabama when Ray Perkins was the head coach? Okay? So it does matter when you have star players on your team and you win. Star coaches, star players. So it does matter to the programs. So I do really believe, and I think it is justified, honestly, in this unique year. Because, look, here's the reality. As we're seeing, who's in? The funny part is the Braves are playing game 14 tonight, right? Okay? Braves are playing game 14. Right now, the Braves are 8-5 on the season. Ozuna scores. That's why you like his speed. Again, I'm tired of saying the same thing over and over, but having these guys that, can run around the bases. Ozuna's showing, he's making some plays with the legs. But anyway, the Braves are 8-5. They're in second place. They're in second place in the NL East. Who's in first place in the NL East right now? The Miami Marlins. Why? Because they're 5-1. Now, wait a second. You're saying the Braves? Didn't you just say the Braves have played 13 games and are playing 14 now? Yeah. Yeah. The Marlins have only played 6 games. The Braves are playing their 14th game here tonight. So we're already seeing in baseball this idea of, can you even get 60 games in with all the teams? Well, what guarantees you that you can get 10, 11, 12 games in a collegiate football season? Because there are going to be hiccups. Go ahead and plan on the fact that you're going to have some programs that are going to have some positive tests. That there's going to be, like what Clemson started out with, certain programs that you will see a spike in positive tests out of a team. It's not the end of the world. It's nothing to panic about. But it is one of those things that if it happens during the season, it's going to shut you down. It's going to shut you down if you have those tests during the season for a week, 2 weeks, whatever. So already trying to figure out how you're going to squeeze all these games in is going to be tough. So if I'm a high-level NFL talent, okay, and I'm in this unique situation, why expose myself? Why put myself through the risk of it? why not just get myself into a training facility and get myself ready? Now, I don't think that this will be the norm moving forward. I don't think that as we move away from the pandemic and we get back to normalcy within the realm of college football, that guys will decide to opt out. Remember, people talked about, oh, Clowney should sit out of here. Oh, Leonard Fournette should sit out of here. I don't think guys want to do that. I don't think guys in general, you know, not everybody's Vic Beasley. You know, a lot of these guys love football. A lot of these guys want to play football. They love football. This is what they do. And, yeah, they're trying to get to the NFL, and they're trying to get themselves set up to be taken care of for life, but they also love football. And they also want to be part of a team and camaraderie. And, look, if you are on Clemson, you want to be part of what could be a national championship team, right? It's not a crazy thing to think about. You want to be part of something that could be very successful. But I think in this year, I do expect, like what Torrey said and we were talking about, I think that you will even see some guys that as we move through the season, if, let's say, a team in the SEC, let's say, I'm just throwing a hypothetical out there, let's say Florida has an outbreak, okay? And, you know, they've got to shut things down for 3 weeks, okay? You know, would you be surprised if some guys say, eh, they look at that situation, let's say at, I don't know, let's say at Georgia and say, eh, you know what? We got Florida that was scheduled in a few weeks and they're shutting things down. Maybe it's just better if I'm going to go to the NFL. Maybe I just don't play this year. I think that's very realistic. I think in this culture and environment, because, and I hate to say it this way, you know, in some ways, everybody's been beat up over the head about, oh, we can't play football. Oh, they're not going to play football. I mean, it's been not celebrating, you know, the idea of getting back and trying to figure things out. It's been, oh, we can't play. And so the coverage, and to a degree, you understand it. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you know, you wish it was a little bit more balanced than what it is. But the coverage has been, you know, all negative. Oh, you shouldn't be playing. You can't play and this, that, and the other. And I promise you that you're going to have parents in the ear of kids. You're going to have agents in the ears of kids. And you're saying, well, they can't make it. Come on. Okay, right. You're right. They don't have any contacts with agents, right? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Is this like, is that one of, Jarvis, is that one of those things when people say, oh, well, the players don't, they don't have contacts with the agents and stuff like that. They don't talk to agents before they declare and all this kind of stuff. Okay. Is that like people, Jarvis, telling me that it was only the Astros who cheated? Because I heard that mantra. It's only the Astros. Oh, then it turned out to be the Red Sox. Oh, yeah, then it turned out to be the Yankees. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then, you know, Domino's the teams. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Yeah. Right. They don't talk to agents. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Okay. 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 Yeah. So anyway, and nobody cheated, right? It was just the Astros. It was an isolated incident. Only the Astros. Till it became the Red Sox. Till it became the Yankees. Till it became the Mets. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's fine. I mean, anyway, okay. Wasn't there one guy that hosted tried to tell you all that, and you guys wanted to fight and argue with me? But anyway, that's fine. I mean, you guys like to argue and fight, and I always come on the good end of it. But anyway, yeah, that's me being the a-hole. We'll play in that game. Who's the a-hole? And I'll take the a-hole spot right there. But it is going to be fascinating to see. But don't be surprised if you see more guys that decide to opt out that are high-level players. All right, when we come back, Dukes and Bell had Jeff Collins, head coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets football team, on. We'll let you hear that interview coming up next. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out on this Thursday night, watching some Braves baseball up 3-1. Trying to win this series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Sports Radio 929 The Game and on your radio.com app. Sports Radio 929 The Game, back with you here on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out on this Thursday evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Feel free to leave us a comment there as always. Radio.com app is how you listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle. Don't forget to download that. And, of course, you can catch us on our social media pages. It is at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316. He's at Jarvis D90. Trying to figure out what's going on here with this Blue Jays game. Did their pitcher go out for injury? Is that what happened here. They had an injury. Their pitcher warming up got injured, and now they have to bring somebody else back in, I think, is what happened. I'm trying to kind of figure it out as I'm talking and watching and everything else. But the story of this game is Touki Toussaint, who's been absolutely magnificent. He's only given up the one run. I think two hits thus far. Is he at nine strikeouts or eight? He was at eight. I didn't see the last hitter, if he struck out the last hitter. But I know he was at least at eight strikeouts thus far, which was tying his career high. But he's been magnificent tonight. And look, this is what I'll say. You know, I know Touki's got the stuff. I mean, we talk about this a million times. Touki's got swing and miss stuff. It's one of the – I'd asked before they got Melanson and all these guys and they were struggling to find a closer, why not give Touki a shot to close? Because he's got swing and miss stuff. He can get outs without contact. He's got nine strikeouts, Jarvis. All right, so that's his career high. So he set his career high in this game. I mean, I know he can do it. We know he's got talent, but it's like all of these other guys. You know, okay, what's he do his next start? So in 5 days when he gets the ball again, what does he do? You know, if he goes out and he gives up four runs in four innings, you're like, okay, where's the guy from last week when he had nine strikeouts? That's what it's been for all of these guys. Outside of Sorokin, Fried, you know, Newcomb is that way. You know, look, there's been plenty of times we watched Sean Newcomb and said, wow, this guy's got it. How many times have we watched Folty? He was an all-star. Wow, this guy's got it. And then it just crumbles. You know, it doesn't stay consistent. That's the thing. It's not a matter of these prospects don't have talent or can't succeed or this and the other, but who's going to be consistent? You know, it's great what Touki has done tonight. Can he give me four starts in a row where he's really good? I'm not saying he's got to be 9 or 10 strikeouts good, four starts in a row. But, I mean, is he, you know, two runs, you know, or less, three or four starts in a row? Because that's what I need. I don't need just a good start from Touki. I need three or four good starts from Touki. I need three or four good starts from Kyle Wright. Not, well, he pitched well the other night, you know, and then he comes back a week later and it's three innings and six runs. And you're like, what happened to Kyle Wright? So I know these guys have talent, but can you consistently show me that, you know, you can get it done? Because that's what the Braves need. They don't just need a guy to you know, pop here. They need another guy to go with this rotation that can consistently be counted on. I don't care what the – and honestly, I don't care what the name is on the back of the – I don't care what the name is. Doesn't matter what the name is. Just give me somebody for right now to go with Max Fried that you feel like, okay, when that guy's on the mound, we can win tonight. That's what I need right now out of a Braves starting rotation. I know Max Fried, when he steps out every fifth day, okay, I'm ready to go win this game. I know we're not giving up a whole lot of runs. You know, and a night like tonight, Touki, he's not giving up anything. But, you know, he hasn't been great at times this year either. Right? So it looks like, I guess, there must have been an injury. The pitcher must have got injured. And they had to bring somebody else in. So that's why the Rafael Dolas is coming in to relieve. And he'll get as much time as he needs to get himself ready. So there you go. All right. Speaking of needing to get themselves ready, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we got two things to get into with you here tonight. One is something that makes me smile. And yeah, I'm a hater. I get it. You know, I've got plenty of things that I hate on. But I do love keeping it real. Because that's what we do here. I don't sugarcoat what I say. If I don't like something, I'll tell you. If I don't think somebody can get it done, I'll tell you. You know? Well, I don't care if it's... And I don't care how popular that person is. If it's Dan Quinn, if it's Brian Snitker. You know, I don't care if these guys are really popular. I care about, can you perform? Not personal, but can you perform? okay? Well, MLB, I guess he does the White Sox telecast as far as like the studio stuff, pre and post game. Former manager Ozzie Guillen, who won a World Series title with the White Sox. This is great. He was asked about, of the two guys, who he liked less. Was it Carlos Gonzalez or was it Nick Swisher? And this is what he had to say.
I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think he hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I can't. You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No, I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right, so he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year, and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay.
Now, before you say that Ozzie's just a hit, which that's a great clip, by the way, talking about his hate for Nick Swisher. Now, I did have to laugh because I saw Yankee fans and I saw some other fans say, oh, Nick Swisher's such a good guy. Okay, ask Jake Peavy, who played with him as well in Chicago during that year, about how great a guy he was. Because Jake Peavy also said that he was a big fake and a big phony. Same thing that Ozzie Guillen was just saying there. Jake Peavy said the same thing about Nick Swisher. So before you say, oh, well, that's just Ozzie hating, you know, on him. Good. I got no problem with guys calling guys out. If you don't like them, why sugarcoat it? You know, we get so worried at times about, you know, not hurting people's feelings. You know, on one hand, you know, we talk about hot taking. You know, guys give hot take opinions just to be popular or to say something crazy that you know is ridiculous. But at least it's refreshing when a guy like Ozzie Guillen says, I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. I think he's a big fake. And Jake Peavy said the same thing. He was a big fake. Good. If that's what you think, say it. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't pretend like it's not there. You know, now don't say you don't like Nick Swisher because you want to be hot take Tommy. Don't do it like that. But if you mean it, say it. We could probably use a little bit more of that. Because guess what? He was with the guy every day in a locker room, every day managing him. And like I said, he ain't the only guy that feels that way about him. So good for Ozzie Guillen. All right. Second part. So HBO, okay, is going to put out a documentary. And I think that this is coming out in October. Let me make sure I have this right. I believe it's, yes, October 7th, okay? They're going to do one of their documentaries, and they do a great job of documentaries, no doubt about it, especially the sports documentaries, okay? They're going to do a documentary about Craig Carton. Now, how many of you here in the South know who Craig Carton is? Maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't. Craig Carton is the former WFAN, okay, morning radio host, who did a sports talk radio show with Boomer Esiason in the morning, okay? And then it turned out he was running some kind of ticket fraud scheme. He had a fake ticket scam that he was running, and he ended up getting convicted, and he went to jail for a while, spent some time in the Hooskow, and now he's out. And for some reason, HBO thought that this guy deserves his own documentary, a national documentary. A few things. One is, with all due respect, you know, I listened to Craig and, you know, Carton and Boomer a few times before. It wasn't necessarily a national show, though I think it might have been on CBS Network. I thought the show sucked myself. I guess New Yorkers liked it. But, you know, ESPN did the documentary of Mike and the Mad Dog, which, if we're going to be fair, those two guys are more well-known, more popular, had more influence, had more national appeal than Craig Carton, and that documentary didn't do squat, except in New York. So is that the only target audience for HBO? Is let's do a documentary about a big-mouth blowhard in New York and tell his story. And only New Yorkers would care. I mean, with all due respect, what's next? The Mark James story? I mean, if we're just grabbing random radio hosts that have fallen out of favor, I can give you a list of guys. I mean, at least Craig didn't ask for an autograph in the Mets locker room. But anyway, that's a separate issue altogether. But does anybody really care that that HBO would have a documentary about Craig Carton? Yeah, he's a goofball. He's a criminal. You hang around with mafiosa, that's what happens. And he's running fake scams and schemes. Who cares? Now, some people are saying that he's doing this as part of his rehab tour. Because this is the sad part about it. And I say, and I really do mean this, okay? Guys like him, because they had some success, whether they were truly good or not truly good, but because he had some success as a big mouth blowhard, he'll get another opportunity probably in a big market. Doesn't matter that he went to jail and this, that, and the other. Somebody will probably hire him. And I hate to say it that way, because there are a lot of guys that you look at in this business and you say, how do they keep falling upward? They screw up, lose a gig, and then turn around and get a better one. And I could name names on that one too. But do we really need an HBO documentary about a New York radio blowhard that put on a less than good show? And that's going to get national appeal? When Mike and the Mad Dog on ESPN, which has a higher platform, didn't do squat. But I guess, again, if it's about New York, well, then it's got to be good, right? All right, when we get back, it will be time. That's what's bugging Chuck Reed. When we get back, it'll be time for the Falcons flyover. All things Atlanta Falcons, including listening to what Ricardo Allen had to say with our midday show. It is the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.